New week, new old fashioned. Someone DM'd me asking, have you ever made a brandy old fashioned? And the answer is yes. But it's been a while since I've done it on this channel, so let's do it today. First off, the state of Wisconsin is famous for the brandy old fashioned for some reason. But the way they make it, quite frankly, is an abomination. It's an insult to old fashions and cocktails everywhere. So we aren't gonna make that. But today we're gonna make a brandy old fashioned that's actually good. We will start. Aromatic bitters. This is a little more optional, but you could also add a few dashes of orange bitters. You could muddle a sugar cube in this. That is a very classic way of making an old fashioned, but problem is sugar doesn't dissolve very well in alcohol. So I like making a rich demerara syrup. This just allows you to more easily mix the sugar into the cocktail itself, so you aren't chewing on sugar granules. Use any brandy you like. I'm more of a cognac guy myself, which is brandy from the Cognac region of France. I'm gonna do 2 ounces, add ice, give this a good stir. Woo! Gonna add a big clear cube of ice to our rocks glass. People always ask, how do you make these perfect ice cubes? I don't, I get them from Abstract Ice. Strain our old fashioned over the ice, take a fresh orange and a cheese knife, express the orange oils over the top of the drink. Wipe it around the rim. You can trim up the edges of the orange peel to look a little nicer, or just drop it in like so as a garnish. I don't always add cherries to my old fashions, but some people get big mad if you don't. Wisconsinites are already gonna be pissed at me for this recipe, so we'll at least give them a nice cherry. And there's your brandy old fashioned as it was meant to be.